time to light the match for the Burning Truth with Casey Hendrickson.
Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning into the Burning Truth. I am your host, Casey Hendrickson. Our demise is upon us. The world is getting dark. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the hour of
totality.
Yes. Now, I can't go outside. I'm too important. But Federated Media has found me three sacrificial lambs to sacrifice to the Eye of Sauron. The Eye of Sauron will be pleased today. First, we go to Mike Wilson, who's in his driveway in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Mike, how you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Thank you. Hang on. Let me brush these locusts off and step around these frogs.
Didn't they say we got the cicada thing that's happening again this year, right?
We do. Yeah, not yet, though. Not yet. We're all about eclipse today, Casey. We're going to stay focused on this one.
I don't know, man. It's all connected. They keep telling me that the hybrids are causing this. All right. So tell me what you see from your driveway in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
So, yeah, so I'm sitting, like, just right on the front porch, and I'm looking up, and it is, like, almost, it's a little, like, it's gloomy, but there's no clouds, so that part is a little weird, and then it's just like the movies after that, except real slow.
Really, really slow. It is late.
Just real slow.
Yeah, it was, like, 20 minutes late today.
Yeah, yeah, I feel like it's definitely interesting to see. The sun is almost gone at this point, and I'm on the southwest side of Fort Wayne, and just looking up at it right now, you're seeing just pretty much just a shadow, and then just a little sliver, like a little thumbnail of sun poking out now.
Has it started to snow yet?
No, not snow like you would know it. It's black. It's very strange.
Okay, that's a good sign.
There's really nothing happening right now in terms of weather or anything. Maybe it got a little cooler, but that's about it.
I thought I heard some chirping or something like that. Has the Eye of Sauron released his air minions yet?
Those actually have birds in the eaves of my porch right now. I got to go get those out, actually. So thanks for that reminder of yard work, Casey. Appreciate you.
Anything I can do, man. All right, Mike, I appreciate you checking in, bud. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Casey.
All right, next sacrificial lamb.
Totality.
All right, we've got Tommy Lee. Tommy Lee is in Tipton, which is just outside of Kokomo. Hashtag remember Kokomo. Kokomo's interesting because Kokomo's actually getting cut in half with the eclipse. Tommy, how you doing?
I'm good. If I had a drone, I'd have stayed in Kokomo just so I could see the half and half.
We were talking about that last week.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope somebody is smart enough to do that. I would assume so, because that would be really neat to fly a drone from one half into the other half. So what are you seeing right now?
It is very dim here in Ragnarok Central.
Isn't it always, though?
Could be. I don't know the town that well, but it's very odd. It's exactly what he was saying. It's dim out without the clouds, so it's kind of hard to tell exactly what's real and what's not at the moment. I'm just waiting for the big dude from the Thor movie to show up with the giant sword and split things in half. What we have up there right now is a giant flaming thumbnail clipping.
Okay.
And it's about ready to completely be covered up. We are like moments away from totality here in Tipton.
Totality.
See, I made that just for the audience today, man. Do you have any strong small children around that you can sacrifice and have them look up at the sun without their glasses so we can get a real-time view of what happens to your retinas?
Several, and none of them are mine, so bonus.
Hey, that works out great. All right, get back to us with pictures, please.
Shall do.
All right. Thank you, Tommy. Do appreciate it. Again, remember Kokomo. Half of Kokomo going to probably vanish. It's like that Marvel movie where half of the people died. All right. Next, we've got Wuhan Josh. Wuhan Josh is at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway in Indianapolis. Josh, how you doing, man?
Hey, we're great, Casey. We are standing on pit row right now, about a couple yards away from the infamous row of bricks. And they have fans on the tracks right now. We have 50,000 people who attended today's event here at the Motor Speedway. And right now, Casey, what is happening here is it's got all 50,000 of them a little bit mum. And you can hear the actual crowd start to roar now because we are approaching totality.
Totality.
It has become twilight here. There is a breeze. It was 76 degrees, a bright sunny day about 5 minutes ago. And right now, it has changed. And it has got folks looking up at the sky right now. I've got my protective glasses on, and we are watching this chest-dire cat smile disappear into the sky above us. And pretty soon, we're going to be able to see a couple planets pop out.
A couple of planets?
I've never witnessed anything like this. Oh, yes. We're going to be able to see Jupiter. We're going to be able to see Venus.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. So this thing is a black hole.
Yes, it is, sir. And it is now, I mean, it's like a sunset over the water, where you just see the tip of the sun, and then it's going away.
Can you tell them to chill out? The Eye of Sauron is not a good thing.
They are so excited. Casey, we have reached
totality.
Goodbye to the sun. We'll see it in 4 minutes for Indianapolis.
Josh, be careful.
I have now been able to take my glasses off, and let me tell you, Casey, holy moly, it is dark. It is nighttime now.
Is it nighttime, Josh? Or is it
just
dark? It
is nighttime. If 50, 60 miles around us, you can see the horizon of the sun.
Well, take a picture of that. That sounds neat. I'm stuck in here talking to people like you. I don't get to see it.
Oh, my gosh, guys. This is incredible.
It's all right. I'll see it in another 18 months. All right, man. Appreciate you checking in. All right.
Absolutely, brother.
Go enjoy it. Appreciate it. It's, yeah. We got the
totality.
Yeah, it's total. It's a total totality, John. It's, you know, I I don't know what to do here. It's a thing. So this the coolest thing that I did all day today.
Totality.
That's literally took me 5 minutes to do that. It's so it was nice knowing Josh. We'll never see him again. It's sad. He leaves behind a loving family and a loving wife. They're newlyweds. What a shame. She stayed behind, right? Okay, so she's safe. That's good. That's good. She's not in totality. She's in just totality, which is different, you know, than the actual
totality.
It's like totality and totality are slightly different. Yeah, we're still alive. Is it cold outside? Go outside and do the chesticle chest, John. Just let me know if you can cut glass when you get back in here. We'll figure out if everything's good. All right, so obviously don't look at the thing, you know, all kidding aside, don't look at the thing with your bare eyes unless you choose to do that. Now, if you do of your own volition and you would like to document what happens, I mean, I'm not going to deny any of that stuff that you send me. It's, you know, you can fry your retinas, but you know, you could tell me about it. That would be okay. So yeah, a lot of people who don't make anything, who made some glasses, are now fairly wealthy with glasses. I'm assuming that is some company somewhere, mostly going to probably be in China. The ones that I got are actually made in the United States. Are your glasses made in the USA? Or they made in China. Which ones are yours? The USA?
USA.
Oh, right. So you got some USA ones too. Look at that. Those things are pretty. They're pretty brutal because like you can't even see your cell phone in front of your face. That's how dark they are. All right, so what's the temperature like?
I would say it's dropped about 6 degrees from maybe 10 minutes ago.
So we've had two really beautiful days.
Yeah.
And this one's getting screwed up by...
totality.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. And for folks who did travel into the path of totality...
Yeah.
Totality.
Indianapolis or Indiana State Police, they're warning that it could be quite a drive home, you know, because they're going to be sharing the road with others who drove all that way.
Right.
For these 4 minutes... No, maybe some folks will go out to eat or whatever, but the Indiana State Police were predicting backups as long as 3 to 5 hours.
So basically, the best analogy that I heard about this is that the roadways are similar to Thanksgiving travel.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have a lot of extra people on the roads. Now, certain areas is going to be a little bit more intense than that. And, you know, you're leaving the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. You got 50,000 people there. Yeah.
And by the way, in Indianapolis, they know how to control traffic. I mean, they get 135, you know, 1,000-plus
sure.
people for the race.
Yeah.
And they get those folks out just fine. I don't know that it's going to be 3 to 5 hours. That might be their worst-case scenario, but they are predicting some big backups. So if you're taking northbound 33 from the Fort Wayne area or U.S. 31 northbound from you know, near Kokomo where Tommy is, or from Indianapolis. It could be, you know, you'll be sharing the road with others, certainly.
Now, and unlike where you have the Indianapolis 500, though,
mm-hmm.
where we have
totality,
people will be consuming beverages of the adult variety now, they don't do that during the Indianapolis 500. So maybe that's the reason that they're so concerned about the roadways, because people might be, you know, indulging in
totality.
Just, they're not used to that.
Yeah, could be.
So it's possible.
Yeah. Mind your P's and Q's if you're behind the wheel.
Plus, I mean, the William Shatner's here.
Yeah.
So definitely be careful on the road, because I've seen that guy drive. It's not pleasant. Oh. So I love him dearly, but no, should not be driving. Have you seen how many spaceships he's crashed? Oh. Not a pleasant experience, okay? Captain Picard is not good behind the wheel. Like, just, you know, let somebody else handle it. Just not Sulu. That guy sucks. All right. How long are we going with the eclipse thing?
Well, I think we're on the other side, so I think we're good. We're all still here. We're all still breathing.
Yeah, but we lost at least 10 years of our life, right?
The sun
some radiation thing.
Yeah, slowly coming back out. They say it'll be about 4:30 when things kind of get back to, you know, quote-unquote normal. So,
okay. Now, we obviously joked around leading up to this that people are going to blame global warming. They did. We joked around that people are going to say it's the end of the world. They did. Now, I am guessing that the CDC and the NIH, the National Institutes for Health, will now blame the increase in cancers caused by the COVID vaccines on the solar eclipse. That is my next prediction. So far, I'm 2 for 2.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Some of you are laughing, but have you seen the crap that they have blamed instead of the vaccines for the sudden surge in all sorts of cancers floating around? I'm just saying, there's going to be a point where, listen, we had this rash surge of new cancers that we just never seen before. It happened right around the solar eclipse. It's kind of crazy how that happened. Very, very strange. No explanation.
I will say this. So in our area back in 2017, we had a solar eclipse. It was in the middle of the afternoon, I think around 1 o'clock or so. And this is very reminiscent of that. I thought, at least here in northern Indiana, where we'd be at 97% totality, that it would be a lot darker than it is. And so I'm a bit disappointed.
I'm shocked that they lied to you, John.
Well, I'm not saying that they lied. I just thought it would be a lot darker than it is.
Well, we still have, you know, like a little sliver.
I mean, I'm seeing images from Indianapolis Motor Speedway where Josh is, and it just looks like a cloudy day.
Is that Josh on TV?
No, that's Robin Roberts from Good Morning America. But I can understand how you get them confused.
Well, their signal sucks because the moon is messing with the signal.
But
the signal's
been
terrible.
It just kind of looks like it does here. I mean, I thought for sure it'd be pitch blackness.
See, they're glitching out. So here's what I was going to do. This got shot down, okay? Because this is how awesome I am, and I love you all, and I want to entertain you. So I was going to talk to Josh, who you all know is my former producer. Josh was going to talk to me at the moment of totality. He was going to scream, we're going to glitch out, and we're going to go dead. And then corporate was like, no, War of the Worlds, panic, some other nonsense. But we thought of it, okay? We wanted to do it. We were desperately pleading to be able to do it because we assumed you all were wise enough to pick up on that. But the lawyers were like, no, 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 you can't joke around about
totality
at all. So we didn't. Everything I just said over the last 13 minutes is 100% truthful, factually based, including the Eye of Sauron reference. There's no deviation from truth at all. None whatsoever. Still waiting to see if Tommy sacrificed a child, though. What? I'm waiting. I didn't say he did it. I said I'm waiting to see if he did it. We need evidence. I want to see what happens to the retina.
Casey.
Can I talk about other stuff now?
Yes.
Okay.
Podcasts by Federated Media.